What's it like having a serious mental illness as well as being a Christian, as well as having a schizo type illness and being a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, firstly you'd think, well, one has to ask for forgiveness all the time, which is true. I'm constantly and what ken is your senses, your sight, your hearing. It's a Latin or a Greek term, I don't know. But when you covet, look at something that isn't, when you just generally look around, see this beautiful, varied world around you, oh, you know how it comes, but I think with me, I'm that bothered by intrusive thoughts on the odd occasion, on a regular basis, that I often seek forgiveness. And I'm actually despite the psychosis, I'm very elated. It's something I've learnt to live with. It is a disability. Call it what you want, but my biblical term for it is being afflicted. And it's, in a way, it's sort of a nourishing experience because it drives me into the arms of Jesus. It drives me into communication with God. Which the first basis for that is receiving forgiveness, which I'm sure the way I'm recently looking into it is emitted like the rays of the sun. And we have to really merely forgive ourselves, because when things go wrong in thought, word or deed, it's gonna, and your conscience as a Christian is gonna tell you about it, mar your relationship with God. I'm actually trying to wrap my head around, because constantly looking and asking for forgiveness, it is one of the Lord's commandments in the Old Testament, cleaving to the Lord your God. So whatever the world may call you, surely in your disability the Lord liveth, and the Lord does live. I've often stopped people in the streets who've got a limp or something, and I've said, you know why you're limping? It's because you're blessed. And this being so, there's also been occasions with people with casts, which it's delightful praying for them in the name of Jesus and just having the unction that they've been healed of their broken leg. It's nice going into hospital and the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, telling you that about yourself. There was once a lady in hospital who was very mindful of a conversation to stay positive, and I like people like this. And I said to her, her complaint I believe was something to do with her stomach or leg, I can't really remember. But I was quite assured post prayer that she's well to this day, experiencing and walking with the Lord. If not, at least curious, but nevertheless a good person. Having a mental health difficulty and being a Christian is also, I'm very sweaty at the moment, by the way. I've got all my windows closed. I'm in greenhouse mode for work. I deliver pizza. You've got to keep it hot. And I forgot what I was going to say, but it's the constant affliction. So there's the Christian diet of like, eat what you want. I think we can kind of lean into scripture and lie about it, and not make excuses to so-called look after ourselves. But for me, looking after myself is seeking the Lord, is due diligence in remembering where I'm at, paying my debts off. I'm thinking of health as something that you use to benefit and bless others, and that God made me, so I'm already... I was gonna say something then, but I'm a chain smoker and I'm also heavily afflicted oftentimes while smoking. The unguarded cigarette can make us slip up, really, and it has been tragic from time to time, but I've never gone as, and you can never go as far as that you can't come back. So I say that opposite the cooperative funeral care. I am reading a book called The Easy Way to quit smoking, but I've learned one thing today is that a bit more levelling up on discretion, because I kind of laid it all bare to my mother, and with that simply left the kind of casual common stuff I've got to do, like read me book to quit me smoking. It gave me a challenge, really, because it didn't come from me. So in the future, I'm going to kind of do what I need to do around my mother's. And we've got an objective to pay off my debts, which is going well. But I don't want to abuse, use and confuse my mother. She's doing a good job with her artwork. Amen. And more to the point. Living with... So it's a diagnosis. It's from the doctor, mankind's doctor, the psychiatric, and it's also a community. Most of my friends are from the psychiatric. A lot of the people that I know are of the psychiatric, which is what I like to call them. I was sectioned under the Mental Health Act back in the day. And one of the reasons I take the medication is for delusional thinking, but I think not delusional being a Christian, reading the Bible, and knowing my subject. I'm saying a bit too much now, but at the end of the day, you are who you are, you've got what you've got, and, you know, I'm actually very mobile, and in weakness, God will be strong therein. So, to sum this up, please don't have pity on me. I love pity. Please don't have pity on me, because I'm suffering from a serious mental illness. Simply rejoice in the fact that I'm used to it. It mobilises me in other areas of my life. I consider it a blessing, and I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you guys have a nice day. The clock's counting. I've got 10 minutes before I'm due in at work. I'm bleached in sweat. I'm sodden. I'm soggy, but at least... Maybe next time I'll take my clothes out of the washing machine and just stick them on, because it's absolutely roasting. But cars, greenhouse effect, you know, as long as something can keep you occupied. And I'm thinking about the thorn in the side of one of the writers of the Bible, probably Paul, who tried to get God to take it from him. But he said, "My grace is sufficient for you." God bless you all in the name of the Lord. Go well. Go well, Shell.
Do well, Shell.